The third show of the summer season at Timberlake Playhouse, Your Theater in the Woods, is appropriately named Into the Woods. This Tony Award-winning musical, written by James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim, brings to life some of the characters from our favorite fairy tales and how their stories intertwine to present this timeless piece of musical entertainment. The story follows the journey of Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Cinderella. Throw in a baker and his wife, the milky white cow, a couple of princes, a wolf, Rapunzel, a narrator, a mystery man, and a witch, and you have the bulk of the cast of characters for Into the Woods. And this journey takes you to the other side of what happens to these characters after the big bad wolf has been killed and the giant has been slain. Time doesn't present me with the opportunity to mention the cast individually, but this is probably as strong of a cast that I have seen at Timberlake. They work so well together and feed off each other, and they are each stars of the show in their own right. Great characterizations, strong singing voices by all. This show is a musical in the fullest sense, as much of the storyline is told through song. The audience especially enjoyed the performance of the song Agony, featuring Cinderella's Prince and Rapunzel's Prince. Timberlake artistic director and the director of Into the Woods, Paul Stancato, in his introduction, asked the audience to give the production people a big round of applause. So much more goes into a show than what you see on stage. These folks deserve all the applause an audience can give. The costumes, the sound, the scenery, props, the music, lights, makeup, and more. Everyone certainly pulled together and made Into the Woods a very memorable experience. Get your tickets. You won't want to miss this one. Into the Woods runs through July 14th. In the reviewer's chair at Timberlake Playhouse, this is Greg Nofsker for KROS Radio.